and you feel a little bit like I'm going through the motions, but I don't feel like there's much trajectory. And somehow I feel like I missed some words. I missed some key instruction along the way. And God wants to just tell you, you haven't. You really haven't. You've had some unique disappointments, some disillusionments. Some of them are relational. Some things that you really had sort of made an investment in, there hasn't been a really solid ROI. That's pretty flowery language right there. Just, but God says, I got this too. Amen. You know, dear, there are those, when you go into a store, the things of greatest value are put on the highest shelves. Simply so people won't handle them and break them. And you're like, I just want to be a Target girl. I don't want to be just, and you're kind of tired of being in this spot a little bit. But God says, but I've got you there for a reason. Amen. There is a healing grace God's going to give you. It's going to be physical healing. There's going to be emotional healing. I think your dad said you're studying education. Finish it, but it's not what you're going to do. Because there are going to be some, and I'm not saying you're never going to do it, but it's not what God is ultimately preparing you for. I want you to hear this, all right? God's going to use you in the nations as well. You've always had a fascination with people groups. And I don't know if you've done much traveling beyond the United States, but God's going to use you in the nations in a pretty profound way as well. I don't know if you have a passport, but if you don't, get one. It'll take you about 17 years now in the United States to get a passport. So go ahead and get one started. But God's going to use you in the nations as well. Amen. But dear, he's going to heal your heart. It's going to start there. Joy has been elusive for you. And you find yourself so out of character. And you don't do sadness well. Some people wear it pretty well. You don't wear black well. And God is going to release the mourning off of your life. And he's going to restore the joy back into your soul. Amen. The word of the Lord for you is don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. There's a bit of the Midas touch that you have. You do a lot of things really, really well. You're competitive, you're athletic, you're smart, you never had to work hard in school. You know, you make people crazy, all right? And things just come to you pretty easily. The challenge with that is that you're easily distracted sometimes. And God doesn't want you to want you distracted by opportunity, but he wants you focused based on him's word. What he's calling you to do. You know, there is a divine invitation that I think God is issuing you also in this hour. And it says that if we'll draw close to him, he'll draw close to us. And I think there's an invitation for greater intimacy that God is inviting you into. I want you to hear this. And God's going to talk to you, my friend. The same way that God talked to a young Samuel. It was so clear he thought it was Eli talking with him. And God's going to talk to you with that same clarity. He's going to scare you to death. Good for you. Because he'll deal with distraction. It's nothing like the voice of God to come to spell distraction. And he's going to do it for you. Amen. A lot of money is going to go through your hands before it's all over with. Don't get too happy about that. Okay. All the single ladies in the house, who's he talking to? But they're going to be, there are a lot of financial resources that God is going to have flow through your hands in the years to come. But he says this to you now. He says, never forget that I'm the one that gives you the power to create wealth. Because God is going to prosper you that you might prosper others. And I see that there's going to be an entrepreneurial grace that's going to be on your life. Part of it is a generational heritage and inheritance that, you know, it starts in one place, but it's going to kind of find its fruition in your generation. But there's going to be a tree, and I just see all kinds of folks getting under that tree. They're going to be employees. They're going to be beneficiaries. I want you to hear this. And there are going to be many people, even as a young man, that are going to look to you in a paternal role. I know this is kind of a heavy-duty word for you tonight, but I want you to hear what God has got in store for you and begin to press into this word, lean into this word, ask God what it means, and ask God, how can I participate in this and not get diffracted or distracted from the destiny that you have set forth for me? You're a great young man. You're a great young man. God's got his hand on you. Press in hard in this hour. Amen. It's tremendous. It's good. You know, Mom and Dad, God's going to add to the two of you in some very unusual ways. You know, brother, you're very smart. So many of the things I said about him obviously apply to you. You could easily be a full-time minister. As a matter of fact, there's this tug that's on the inside of you that kind of, I just love to give myself wholly to the things of the kingdom, you know, find a slot at the church. And part of you, it would be easy for you to do that. And there's so many places that you could come in and you could serve. You're a great pastor right now. And this is this huge pastoral heart that you have. It's massive. But God's going to add to the two of you in some pretty profound ways. There's some things even in business that there's some additions coming. And I think some of it's going to be people. And I think that there are some divine alliances. There's some introductions that are going to be made to you even before this year is over. And there are going to be some divine relationships. They're going to be business relationships. They're going to take what you're doing and take it to an exponential place. I want you to hear this. And be careful that they are divine alliances and not just convenient alliances. And there's going to be a big difference in the two things. As a matter of fact, there's even going to be something that's going to come your way and you're going to wonder, is this a fulfillment of that prophetic word? But you and your wife are going to need to step back and really pray through it, because it's going to look great, but it's not going to be so great. And God says, wait for the real one when it comes through. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just prophesying. But it will unfold and it will make some sense for you. Amen. You're going to prophesy the word of the Lord. God's going to fill your mouth. You're going to open it, and his words are going to come out. There's going to be this amazing flow. You know, you already a woman of great revelation. You dream, you see things, you hear things. And yet there has been sort of a reluctance. You know, God, who am I? Certainly this can't, no. Somebody, get somebody else. It's kind of like Moses trying to talk God out of the assignment, you know. But the Lord is wanting to, in this moment, among these witnesses, confirm that he's put his word in your mouth. And when you open it, let me just tell you, it's going to gush forth. It's going to come out, and you're going to step away and say, I don't know what just happened. What's going to happen is that people are going to get changed. They're going to get blessed as the word of God comes forth through you. Amen. God's going to use the two of you in some very interesting ways as well. He's going to release the two of you into some travel. You know, it's interesting. I spoke about nations with her. But there's some things that God's going to have the two of you start in some other nations. I don't know if it's business line, if it's business related, if it's church, kingdom. God doesn't show me that. but there's also some international connections and some international influence that God has for the two of you in the years to come. Be prepared for it. Get your passport. Amen? All right. Hi. Did I pray over you last time I was here? Okay, well, you don't get another one. That was really rude, wasn't it? Hi, how are you? Tell me your name.
Trevor?
Yes. Okay, you married? I married her. Yes. Stand up just a minute. You may stay seated. Okay. Is this your first or second? Congratulations. All right. Trevor, what do you do?
I worship music.
Okay. Very good. Very good. You have some very interesting streams from your past that flow to you. You've got this kind of part of your family that they're all churched up, is the best way I know how to put it. And they've kind of prayed for you, prayed you through, prayed you in, and all of this. And then you've got another part of your family that is like the total opposite. All right? And I'm just going to let it sit there for a minute. All right? And my friend, you find yourself many times internally in that conflict between both parts of your family. You really do. And it's a little bit like, you know, the little angel on the shoulder and the little devil on this shoulder over here. And you feel this tug almost continually going on in your life. You know, you've got some things that are happening over here on this side that I want to say to you by the Spirit of God tonight. They're not going to have you. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Say that with me. Say it like you mean it. It's not going to happen. And God comes, and we're going to do this here corporately in a moment, but God comes to break every lie and every curse off of your life. That gift that he's placed on the inside of you, and it's him, it's not you, that is going to come forth with a clarity and a purity. Here's that word, clarity and a purity. It's never come forth before. It's on the way. I want you to hear this. And this side is defeated, and this side's going to win, because that's the inheritance and the heritage that God has for you. You know, you guys have lived under this cloud ever since you've been husband and wife. It wasn't easy. And I'm not just talking about the obvious blended family part here, okay? And dear, you've had to fight off some generational things of your own. Depression, oppression. I mean, and your emotions, they look like this. And not just because you're a mommy-to-be, but it's always been quite a roller coaster ride. And even in the context of your house, it has been exciting. How about that for a euphemism? It has been exciting. And I sense that God is coming to touch you in the realm of your emotions. He's breaking off every generational curse of instability. Listen to me. Angie, come here a minute. He is breaking off every generational curse off of your mind and off of your emotions. And that which you've seen happen and has come through the maternal side of your family, it stops right now in the name of Jesus. Stops in the name of the Lord. And Lord, we declare life and life more abundantly for her in this moment. Take her hand. Lord, say to you, my son and daughter, is that I'm coming to bring you into a fresh covenant with one another, but more importantly with me. Do I not say that a cord of three strands is not easily broken? And I am the third strand in this covenant, and I'm not going anywhere. And I declare, says the Lord, I'm coming to bring peace now. And where there's been conflict, I'm coming to bring peace. God, let it flow into this home in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. People wonder, what do you do when you walk around like this? I don't know. I have no idea. Hi. Are you a unit?
Yes.
Show me your whole unit. Okay. Are you part of the unit? All right. Good. Hi. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer and?
Michael.
Michael. What's your name, sweetheart?
Faith.
I love it. All right. How old are you? 12. All right. Please stay 12 forever. You know, Faith, you are going to find that there is such a beauty and such a winsomeness about you. People are attracted to you. You got some really, really good friends. And there is just a sweetness and there's a clarity and there's a purity about you that's really, really rare for somebody 12 years old. It really is. And you're going to be an accidental evangelist. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Is that everybody's going to want to be your best friend. And they're going to tell you their secrets. And you're going to be able to tell them about Jesus. You're going to tell them about not just the best secret, but the best thing that they could know. You're very, very smart. There are artistic things in you. I see you drawing. I don't know if you dance or if you play an instrument, but there's some artistic things in you that God is going to uniquely breathe on. And it's not just you doing little girl thing. It's not a little girl thing. It's a gift of God. I want you to hear this. Amen. And you are extraordinarily special. Don't worry about getting too old too fast. Stay right where you are. And your mom and dad really like this prophecy, by the way. They didn't pay me for this prophecy, all right? But, brother, what do you do vocationally? A mechanic. Been tough. Not been easy for you. As a matter of fact, it hasn't been easy your entire life. It seems like that you are a man. And the thing that I sort of sense and hear is that there's just been a series of broken promises, started when you were a child. Promises of certain things that we're going to do or you're going to have and what have you. And you've kind of lived your entire life just getting used to people just messing with you and not doing what they say they're going to do. Even in the realm of business, jobs, finance, advancement, certain promises that were made that just don't ever seem to materialize. I want you to know that the days of broken promises are stopping and that you're coming to the greatest days of fulfillment. You know, you've taken a lot of self-assessment. You've been really hard on yourself. Your wife has done all she can. She tries to encourage you. Honey, you're amazing. I love you. But sometimes it just rolls off. You just don't believe it. And I also want to say to you that some of the curses that have been tried to come down to you generationally, they're not going to get to you. And there is at times, there's just this hopelessness and this sadness that tries to overwhelm you. You've got two amazing ladies here on your left and to your right. That's a bright spot. But everything else, many times, it doesn't seem real bright. But God's coming to change the seasons. Getting ready to change for you. Don't be afraid of sudden changes. And they're going to look a little scary. The same way that a trapeze artist has to let go of one thing before he grabs hold of the other one coming his way. And you're going to find yourself in midair for a moment. But let me just tell you, you're not going to fall. Listen, you're not going to fall. God's going to meet you. I'm going to be in midair, but he's going to meet you. Amen. You You know, dear, there's a grace, there's a healing grace in your life. Do you work?
Stay-at-home mom.
Stay-at-home, homeschooler. I knew I could see that. All right, God bless you. But there is a healing grace that is on your life as well. You know, you don't see yourself right-sized. Let me just put it that way, okay? There's a bit of a Gideon thing on you of, God, I'm the smallest of the small of the small. And the Lord wants to right-size you, that you can really see, if you wish, who you really are in God. And he's going to put a correct mirror in front of you that you can see that. Now, you also, and there were times growing up that you didn't get a lot of external encouragement. And there were, you know, extended seasons where you sort of had to define yourself in a vacuum. And many times that definition was much, much smaller than what God has really designed for you and desires for you. And I want you to hear something, is that there is the winds of blessing getting ready to blow through your house like you've never known before. And where there has been a little, there's going to be much. And I also want to say this to you by the Spirit, is that there are financial resources that God is going to release that are going to come from some unexpected places and not just from earned income. If I knew where they were coming from, I would tell you. But I don't. Amen? But you guys are an amazing family, and God is on the way very uniquely. Amen? Bless you guys. Okay.